What is up, everybody? Welcome to Your Thought Load Thursday. I'm Tyler, and for today's episode, I wanted to piggyback on one of Nico's episodes from a few weeks ago, talking about LinkedIn and some other things on social media, and really wanted to just chat about kind of navigating those extremes on social media and being able to find a balance in the digital age that we live in. Right? You know, social media is an ever expanding realm where opinions are amplified and extremes are often the norm. So finding balance can feel like navigating a maze blindfolded, right? From the relentless barrage of sensationalist headlines to the pressure of maintaining a curated online persona, the digital landscape presents both opportunities and challenges for modern day citizens, right? So the question is, how can we effectively navigate the extremes of social media while preserving our own mental well-being and still be able to foster meaningful connections on these platforms? So we got a list of six examples here. Number one being is cultivating digital literacy, right? In the world that we have, we're just inundated with information. Honing in our digital literacy skills is really important. We need to learn to discern credible sources from misinformation, fact check before sharing content, right? That's a big one. And critically evaluate the narratives that were presented on our feeds. And so if we equip ourselves with those tools to navigate the digital realm, we can become more empowered to make better decisions and resist that pull of sensationalism. Number two is going to be practicing mindful consumption. We all have done, or at least I have, the endless scroll of social media, right? And it can easily lead to information overload and really some emotional burnout. So setting boundaries for our digital consumption, whether it's designating specific time slots for scrolling or unfollowing accounts that consistently contribute negativity to our feed, engaging with content mindfully, focusing on quality over quantity, and really prioritizing the platforms that do foster those genuine connections and meaningful discourse. So number three is going to be embrace the diversity of perspectives. All right, social media often functions as a huge echo chamber, reinforcing existing beliefs and ideologies. So we got to challenge ourselves to seek out diverse perspectives and engage in respectful dialogue, respectful being the underlined word, with individuals who have differing views, right? Embracing intellectual diversity not only broadens our understanding of complex issues, but it also fosters empathy and mutual understanding in an increasingly polarized digital landscape that we have right now. Number four is going to be cultivating authentic connections. So amidst all of these curated lifestyles and the filtered images, authenticity remains a rare and precious commodity in the realm of social media. Being able to foster these genuine connections by prioritizing the authenticity over the perfection, sharing our own vulnerabilities, and engaging in the honest conversations within your online community, right? Remembering that behind every profile and every profile picture or post lies a real person who has their own struggles, also their own triumphs, and has a lot of or has some insecurities. So number five is practicing a digital detox. So just as we periodically detox our bodies, right, it's essential to detoxify our digital lives as well. Making sure that we have regular breaks from social media, whether it's just a weekend getaway where you turn notifications off, a daily detox hour during the day can also be useful. And just using this time to reconnect with the physical world and people, maybe in your own house, and engaging in hobbies that bring us joy and nurture those real life relationships that we have instead of the digital relationships. And finally, wrapping up with number six is leading by example. You know, as a digital citizen, we have influence not only over our own online behavior, but also over the collective culture, right? If we're leading by example, promoting the kindness, promoting empathy and civility in our own interactions, and actively combat toxicity and harassment, remember that small acts of kindness and compassion really have the power to ripple through that digital sphere, shaping that more positive and inclusive online community that we all really want. So close out here in this big sea of social media, right? Finding that equilibrium amidst the extremes requires intentionality, self-awareness, and a commitment to a digital well-being. By cultivating digital literacy, practicing mindful digital consumption, embracing diversity of perspectives, fostering authentic connections, practicing a detox, leading by example, right? All those things we mentioned, you can really navigate those complexities of social media with grace and resilience. So ultimately, by fostering a culture of empathy, respect, authenticity, we can harness the transformative potential of social media to create a more connected, compassionate, and inclusive digital world. So that's going to wrap up this week's Thought Load. Appreciate you guys. And as always, begin the duel and win the day. God bless.